The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever accidentally hurt someone's feelings? Ooh. Let's have that discussion this morning, Wednesday, halfway already through the week. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I'm Anthony A. When you ask that question, I instantly think of the time I called DJ Automatic Hank Hillbody.
What?
That's but.
Why do you bring that up again?
That's just a question. That was just a question. And I was like, man.
That hyped you up, though. You got fit after that.
It was a game changer.
Yeah, you got fit.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but I recently hurt another person's feelings at this comedy show I did when I walked in and forgot to shake a person's hand.
Walked right by him.
I did. And I feel like he might have lost like 50 pounds, which I didn't recognize him at first. I just kind of just skimmed right by him.
I get it.
Big timed him. That's what you did.
That's what he said I did. And I'm like, I can't. I'm not big time. How can I big time anybody when you're not big time? I'm still a little time. I'm still minute time. Miniature time. I'm on a 12-hour clock, baby.
Mini time.
Dude, it's 6 a.m. over here. I don't know. I'm not big time.
Yeah, he thinks you're big time.
I know. I felt
take it as a compliment.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, my bank
account right now. Everything's like, my bank account does not say big time.
I was like, Cat Williams said, you need a new hater a day. But Cat Williams made a lot more money at this point. So I'm just trying to figure it out, dude. But I actually upset him. But we smashed it out. But he did write me like a 7-page Facebook message.
Oh,
explaining. He was hurt, dude.
He was hurt. And I was just thinking, like, man.
Just because you didn't shake his hand?
Just because I didn't shake his hand. I was just thinking, like, yo, if you'd have
emotional
spent,
guy.
If you'd have spent that time writing jokes, there would have been more people on the show, brother.
I would have known who you were, and I would have shook your hand, bro. We kid.
I'm sorry.
It happens. I do it a lot. And you know why? I don't notice I went into a concert. I walk with my head down a lot, and I'm little, so I don't see people.
Okay.
I'm like at a different level, but I don't mean to do that, and I'm sorry if I do
you
that.
You guys got
to
take the politician DJ Automatic approach, okay?
What's that?
Every time I walk into the stadium, I say hi to every single person in there because I don't know exactly who they are, but I don't want to miss them.
That's always, you don't want to big time them.
That's fun until you start talking to somebody about the wrong thing.
Oh, I hate that.
You've done that, dude.
Oh, you forget someone's name. What's your name? Oh, how do you spell your name? J-O-H-N.
Oh, this is awkward.
I was talking to the former basketball president of operations.
And I
asked him what he did.
Oh, gosh.
Remember?
He's like, I signed your check.
Remember when you did it to other Dana and you brought up, this is a different little thing, but you hurt her feelings when you brought up her ex-boyfriend?
Oh, that other
Dana. Yeah.
I've got so many Danas in my life at this point that it's becoming confusing.
Is that what you use?
I have to have my Dana, and then I've got sports Dana, and then I got ABC Dana. There's
too many accidental mistakes. Okay, too many. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Supermarket Employee Day.
Yeah, shout out to all of you because you take a lot. I've seen it.
We also have National Cook a Sweet Potato Day as well. Now I'm at a little bit of a fork in the road. It is also National Margarita Day, but it's also Ash Wednesday. Which one are we going to, you know, what are we going to do here?
You can go get your ashes and then go for a margarita later.
Yeah, there we go. I guess, right? Do it.
Get it done. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A Green Bay woman by the name of Taylor Shaw Business is being accused of killing and dismembering her lover, Shad Therion.
Ooh.
So in this crazy crimes of passion, we're talking about two people who are using drugs, admittingly. She said, you know, we
What kind of drugs were they on?
Cocaine, meth.
I was going to say, this sounds like a methy story.
It was a lot of different drugs. Yes, DJ Automatic, it is a methy story. Yes, it is. So she said that
I'm just looking for that section at Barnes & Noble.
Oh, yeah. Where the methy storybook
at? Where's the methy storybook? My life help? Okay, cool.
Well, it really scared me because she said they regularly used drugs, especially during sexy time encounters.
Oh, no.
And during this time, they were, you know, doing their thing, and she had visions that she needed to strangle him. So she did.
Mm.
And she strangled him so hard that she decapitated the man.
She basically popped his head off?
Hold up.
Yes.
What? This is sounding
with
like
what?
This is sounding
her
like
hands.
A witch tale.
What?
Her hands.
Oh, meth, yeah.
This is true.
I know,
it's
this
not
is awful.
Funny.
It's not funny, but she decapitated with her hands. With just her hands.
No. She wrapped something around it and then she proceeded to tighten it.
Got
until
it.
His head fell off. So she dismembered his body after, placed the body parts in various locations in her home, in the vehicle, and then just went about her business.
What?
Well, of course, people reported it. She didn't even bother to try to cover things up. So she goes back to court a couple of months ago, and her attorney says, hey, I need some time to prepare for this. Because obviously this is not the kind of case he sees every single day. She attacks her attorney while she's in handcuffs, throws the man onto the ground. It takes him and the bailiff to hold her down.
Dang, no.
So she has not been to trial yet. This is obviously an ongoing situation, so we'll keep you updated as the story moves. But after watching that video, I think that we have a guilty woman. I mean, of course, you're innocent until proven guilty.
The only thing she could do right now is call Dana White to maybe get her out of jail, maybe get her in the UFC. But other than that, there's nothing else she can do, dude.
You know, what's interesting is when I started reading, well, obviously the whole story is interesting, but I started reading about meth use, something you said, DJ Automatic. It does something to the mind, alters your whole mind, and sometimes can lead you to dark places. And give you crazy strength.
I mean, think about it. Look, think about how people's teeth look after using meth.
Well, let's talk about the story.
And they continue to use it.
But back in the story, are we assuming that she had meth while she was in the courtroom?
I don't think so.
No, obviously, this woman's just psychotic.
Okay. Yeah. So she is undergoing some kind of psychoanalysis of some sort right now. The judge is like, okay, you need some testing because something's not right with you. You can watch the video right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram of the incident inside the courtroom. Scary.
You know what the scary thing is people that are usually going through something like this, they just have crazy strength. And
what this article says. Yeah, when you take these kind of drugs.
No, it's not even the drugs. Even sometimes when people are just psychotic, they have like this, they tap into this unknown strength that I don't know any sober person would ever have.
Well, I hope that she gets put away because that kind of crime is just not even I can't even imagine hurting another human being like that.
Mm.
This is when I'm for the death penalty. Sorry.
No,
really?
I'm not for the
death
penalty.
Your opinion. This is mine.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, listen to this. Jose Luis Diaz escaped from a maximum security prison by disguising himself as a sheep.
What the fuck?
So, okay, this prison where he's in is by a sheep farm. And so the sheep wander near the gates of the prison. So earlier this month, Jose wrapped himself in sheepskin and attempted to sneak past security. But guards noticed that this sheep had arms.
Oh, man, the costume wasn't fully produced.
No.
Damn.
No. Hey, he did the best he could with what he had, okay?
Yeah, that's what I feel like. Like, I'm not on the side of the criminal. I don't know what he was locked up for. But you have to respect the creativity here. Like,
for real?
Remember that pretty dude who got arrested a couple years ago? He became a model.
Yes.
And then there's, like, that pretty chick, too. Like, we need to do something with this guy.
I just want to know if he shanked the sheep or not.
No.
Oh.
He did not shank the sheep. This was just fur. What is it? Sheep wool?
Yeah.
That they left around and he made his own little coat. He's known as El Araña, which is a spider. And so he was trying to crawl through the grass. Well, he was returned to his jail cell to continue serving his sentence for murder.
Oh!
Glad they caught the sheeps in wolf clothing. Or what does it say?
Almost had it, dude. You almost brought it home on that
George
one.
Bush.
Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me. We can't get fooled again.
Oh, my God. Okay. Not a George Bush reference.
Wolf in sheep's clothing.
There you go.
All right. From a man back in jail to Reddit. You know, Reddit stories are always great, right?
Yee.
There's an Indian-American man, but he leaves himself anonymous. He's a 26-year-old Indian-American man, and he said his parents were trying to arrange a wedding for him. Mm. So to counter, he told them that he was gay.
Oh.
But okay. All right. His parents pulled a quick Uno reverse card, and they arranged gay partners for him. They said, listen, bud, any is good with us. We want a grandkid here, okay?
Oh,
let's get
God.
This family thing going. Get the hell out of our house, bro.
Look here, John. You and Bob are going to adopt and you're doing something, but we getting some grandkids.
I love their parents.
So we had to go back into the closet? What happened?
The story stops kind of right there.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm going to take it back way, way back, okay? Archaeologists from Cambridge University now believe a Roman antiquity, basically an old artifact, could be the world's oldest sex toy.
No.
This ancient hunk of wood is about 6 inches long, and it looks just like, you know what it looks like.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
It dates back 2,000 years ago. It was discovered in 1992, but back then they thought it was used for farming.
Mm-hmm.
Farming something.
It was used for plowing.
Oh, dude. Is that the origins of the hoe?
You know, I was thinking this was green before we knew. No batteries.
Kept it organic.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so last week, Anthony A. gave us an In Case You Missed It. That was very beneficial, I believe, right? Very informative. Problem is, he said something wrong, and we hyped him up. Listen.
So if you work a full 8 hours a day, you want to walk about 120 minutes.
Hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's a lot of walking.
Turns out that's actually 2 hours. Why did I agree? Why did DJ Automatic agree with Anthony A.? According to the Mayo Clinic, there's a medical reason you hype up your friends even when they're wrong. So I'll go last. I'll tell you why. First, your story, DJ Automatic.
Facebook and Instagram are adding a new verification subscription. If you have 14 bucks to blow every month, they're launching their own version of the blue check mark to verify Facebook and Instagram accounts, like I just told you. To get a blue badge, you'll have to upload a government ID to confirm who you are. And it's just the latest move by social media to rake in more cash now that advertisers are moving away from them and going back to traditional media like TV and radio.
Well, Elon Musk just tried this on Twitter. It was a huge fail because people were scamming.
Obviously, it didn't do as bad as everyone said it did. Because if Facebook and Instagram are doing it now, then they must be making money on it on Twitter.
I think $14 a month.
That's double what Twitter is.
There's something else coming, right?
You think so?
Now you just lose the whole value of the blue check. A blue check, man, in peak like social media years, that was a very big deal to have a blue check. It was a big deal. And I think now it just lost all its value.
So what happened on Twitter is that people would change their name to like Chase Bank and use the blue check and hit people on the DM. And guess what? They were scamming them out of thousands of dollars.
Well, they said you have to upload a government ID and confirm who you really are.
Dana,
they don't care about fixing it. They don't care about it.
They want your $14 a month.
They don't get your $14, and if the scammers are going to make more, they don't care.
We had a fake contest on Facebook. Somebody stole all our pictures. We're hitting up our listeners, telling them that it was us. It was fake. Dude. We reported it, and Matt was like, eh, you're right. They don't care.
They don't care. I don't want to speak too loud because they're always listening. But you know how you're supposed to get paid for reels? Because, you know, I'm an influencer now.
They haven't,
like, accepted my tax information. And anytime I try to reach out to somebody, no reply. No reply. But they keep asking me to upload, and I keep doing it.
All right. Okay. I did make some money off reels, though, last year.
God, I started talking about social media. I got all distracted. Okay. Maybe this is why millennials are still relying on their parents. In case you missed it, a recent study reveals that more than 3 in 10 adults are still helping their millennial kids cover their bills.
Stop saying millennial kids. Millennials are old.
They're millennial adult children.
This is going towards rent, groceries, and utilities, with rent being the top thing. All right. I will say, as a millennial, me and my mom, we still split the cell phone bill.
But you're splitting it.
We're splitting it.
You're still on your mom's cell phone?
Dude, it's a
You know what? We got a company policy. I'm bringing you over to make you a full-fledged adult, okay?
No, come on, dude. It's a convenient thing.
No, you're coming out. You're coming on our plan.
It's not convenient. You have to ask your mom when you upgrade your phone.
My name's on the thing, too, bro.
Your mom could turn off your phone
now. Dude, I'm like just as much of a...
I would never do that to you.
I'm as much of like a owner of the bill or whatever you call it. I don't know.
I had a convo with Anthony. He's like, I want to upgrade my phone, but my mom...
Now you guys are lying. Now y'all add it to the story. This is fake news.
Fake news
is going on. I'm calling it.
It's fake.
I'll pull the bills out. You'll see my bills, bro. I pay it, dude.
All right, in case you missed it, last week Anthony A. said that 120 hours was an hour and 20 minutes. And we agreed. That's the worst part. Myself, DJ and Matt were like, yeah. According to the Mayo Clinic, friendship is a support system. The people that you surround yourself with are your tribe. So, of course, we're going to hype you up, Anthony, because the support system is necessary.
Take that.
I just heard it. The world has heard the support that I get when it comes to my cell phone bill. Thank you for the way I handle my cell phone bill as an adult.
Are you sure you can call yourself that?
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Guys, stop showering me into support, DJ Automatic. Please stop it, dude.
We better call his mom and ask him.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Call her. Because if there's one thing Latino moms are, that's very supportive.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, friends prevent isolation, loneliness, and friends increase your sense of belonging and purpose. Friends hype you up because that's the way it always is.
Yeah, we love you, dude.
Why can't your friend just be equally bad at math as you are?
Think about that, dude.
You know, it's weird. We turned the mic off. Otto was like, that's not right.
Is that wrong?
All right. I'd love to share this study from the Mayo Clinic with you. Follow me now at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Mariah Carey and Kim Kardashian are hanging out, and yes, there's music involved. Are we getting a duet from these two? I'll break it down, this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Mr. Clean, Magic Eraser, Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
On this day in 1732, George Washington was born. Okay. Fact. I don't know how I feel about him yet. I'm still thinking about it. First we also president. Got Drew Barrymore celebrating a birthday. I know how I feel about her. She's dope.
I love sweetheart. Drew Barrymore. All right, and I love DeBrat. So back in the day, DeBrat, I think she's the first female artist, hip-hop artist, to go platinum. Right, and now she's expecting her first child. Congratulations, her and
well,
her partner.
She already has three kids.
Yeah, but this is her first pregnancy.
With yes. her woman?
With her yeah, lady? With her woman, yeah. So they have three kids, but this is the first pregnancy achieved through IVF. Nobody knows who the daddy is, including them, and they did that on purpose. It was an anonymous donor.
There's so nothing like a baby to save your show from cancellation.
What show is she on?
I didn't know, but that's all I thought because I never heard that she had a show.
What's the show?
I still don't know.
Nobody knows, but I'm here to reveal that the anonymous donor was actually myself, guys. Yes. I can't wait. I just want to be at the labor and then yell out, so deaf, baby.
That baby's going to have a huge head.
Because of me or DeBrat? What are you?
Because of both of y'all.
Because of both of y'all.
C-section for sure. All right. Top celebrity beauty brands, a company in Austin surveyed 5,000 women. Which are you most aware of? Coming in at number 5, REM, Ariana Grande's brand. Number 4, Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow. Number 3, Rare Beauty, Selena Gomez. Number 2, Kylie Cosmetics, Kylie Jenner. But the number 1 brand is Fenty. That's recognized by people owned by Rihanna. No surprise.
And that's why we're never going to get another record from
ever,
her.
Ever,
she's making like $1 billion a year off of that.
All right, and then finally, Kim Kardashian and Mariah Carey hanging out. It was a sleepover for their daughters. I did not know this, but Mariah's daughter, Monroe, and Kim's daughter, North, are BFFs.
Oh.
And so when they sleep over, either Mariah goes to Kim's house or Kim goes to Mariah's house. And this time, the girls recreated Rihanna's halftime performance.
Aw.
It was so cute.
This whole situation like sounds like a reboot of Mean Girls.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
It's just more Kardashian content. Yeah, that's what it is.
Kim being like, I'm the cool mom.
I'm a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Back with more coming up. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you like snacking on cereal at night? You're going to love my food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags here on your Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. It's supposed to be
your
a short
Ash Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, this intro's taking longer than mass.
Let's get to it. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, so first hashtag. I love this story because Arja Perez Sanchez was labeled a weirdo. She was bullied incessantly in school, so much so that her mother got her into therapy, where it was discovered Arja is a genius. She has an IQ of 162, higher than Einstein, higher than Stephen Hawking. Oh, by the way, she's 9.
Damn.
She's currently working on her degrees in industrial engineering in mathematics and systems engineering.
For my iPhone millennials, this is going to remind you of that Disney show Smart Kid. The little brain rack boy.
Yeah. Yeah, so jokes on you. I can't stand when kids get bullied, especially for being smart. You know, I used to have kids say, you think you're white. Because you can read. What does that mean?
That means you went to school with dumb Mexicans. That's what that means, dude. That's what that
That's
is.
That's what they used to tell me.
You don't remember that? You think you're all smart.
You think you're bro, white. Think about how illogical that statement is.
I wish I could have had the same experience, but I was raised by
nobody ever hit Anthony with it. You think you're all smart.
Nah, dude. I was like, no. They're like, oh, here comes a dumb one. I was raised by fierce, educated Latinas everywhere, bro. So it was like.
That's good for you. Good for you. I'm glad. All right. So now we'll move on to food news. Well, I'm good. I'm glad they were hyping you up. Meanwhile, they're pushing me down. All right. Food news. Post is launching a nighttime cereal. Sweet Dreams is what it's called. Now you got two flavors, blueberry and honey moon glow. They come with zinc, folic acid.
Tell me, before you
B
keep
vitamins,
it going, hold on.
What?
They put melatonin in cereal.
It actually supports natural melatonin production. There ain't no fake in here. It's supporting your need to sleep.
It's just another way to calm down your kids before you send them to school.
No, not school. It's supposed to be eaten at night.
Oh, you don't think people use that before they send their kids to school?
The teachers are going to be feeding the kids. Here, take a spoonful of this. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right. It's going to be an interesting transition. No, let's go right to Ash Wednesday.
Hey, keep you calm, too. Aren't you supposed to, like, pray and stuff before you get the ashes on your forehead, Otto?
Yeah. Okay. You're supposed to take a whole mass, then you take the Eucharist, and then you get the ashes.
I knew you knew, because your Mama Maddox, she's
I went to church
Catholic
a lot.
Guy. Yeah.
All right. Oh, shout out to that. We also have National Cook a Sweet Potato Day.
Good
shout
for
out to
you.
The ma'am,
high
baby.
In fiber, and they taste great.
Ooh, all right. It is also Supermarket Employee Day.
My nephew just got a job as a sacker, and he's loving it because he gets tips from the old lady.
Tips?
Yes, he's getting tips. Yeah.
Look at that, dude. Packing that meat, boy. Yo, I will say F self-checkout. That's how I feel about that.
Oh, I hate it.
I hate self-checkout.
Hate it with everything.
F self-checkout.
I will wait in the longest line. If I'm paying this price for egg, you are checking me out.
You know
out.
How embarrassing it is when a machine calls you out on buying bananas? Pay for your bananas. Let's wrap it up on National Margarita Day.
Hey, get you a margarita right after you get your ashes.
Yeah, right.
All right, it's Black History Month, and although the Spanish brought the custom of riding horses to herd cattle to the Americas, indigenous and Africans perfected what is now known as the cowboy. Vaqueros were indigenous or Africans, and they became experts at roping, riding broncs, and herding cattle, and their technique is used today. What's interesting is that pop culture has mainly erased everything that is indigenous or African-American about the cowboy, but they're the reason we have the modern-day rodeo. Even the song Home on the Range was sung by an African band from San Antonio named John Lomax. So do yourself some research today.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, seriously. And look up vaqueros and African cowboys. And you'll see they were the first. They made modern day rodeo what it is today.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This is a very big moment inside the Dana Cortez Show because I, Anthony A., am now eligible to become a verified account on Instagram.
You and everybody else.
Hey, whoa. All right, Automatic's going to give you all the tea when it comes to this verification process and how you can get a blue check on social media. Let's kick it off. I'd like to welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And today we're going to talk about DJ Automatic's In Case You Missed This Story. And if you don't know what In Case You Missed It is, it's a fun segment here inside the Dana Cortez Show where we kind of go over some hot topics pulled from the timeline. All right, pulled from TikTok, Instagram, whatever it is. We're on it, all right?
In case you missed it, we got you covered.
And Automatic found this story about the new verification process.
So Facebook and Instagram are going to add new verification subscriptions. So if you got $14 a month to blow, you can have your blue check.
So do you remember, Automatic, when you did the early days of the blue check?
I do.
You do,
it
right?
was a big deal to get the blue check, and I still have not gotten one.
I'm upset.
So do you think this is good or bad for social media that people can now subscribe to get a blue check?
I think it's sad.
Oh!
I think it's sad that people have to pay for verification. And so I'll probably be doing it next week.
Dude, I just
Well, I'm not going to lie. Everyone likes to bring up the fact that my wife is verified and everything, and I'm not. And they're like, how come you're not? Long story short, there's another guy named DJ Automatic that's messing up my stuff.
Oh!
And he's in some other foreign country.
Oh.
And he puts out garbage music, and people always ask me, like, is that your song? I'm like, no.
How mad are you going to be if he beats you to put in this $14 down and gets verified?
You know what? Let's
he's
do that
doing
right,
it right
now.
All right, although Automatic does care about this, he did lace me with one gem, and I'll leave it with you. If you wake up in the morning and you check your social media accounts before your bank account, you're a little twisted.
Yes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.